What a joy it is to have Matt Hutchinson here.
Well, it's a pleasure to be here. It feels like I'm inside my radio.
You are.
Lois Reitzes.
The first time we met, you had called me to come work with you at Turner at Adult Swim, was one of the thrills of my career.
You basically did some station IDs for camera. It's a really fun project.
When I asked you why on earth you wanted me on Adult Swim, you gave me the greatest compliment when you said you had the impression I had a wacky sense of humor. I thought, yes, he gets this. Because I don't get to reveal my entire wacky sense of humor when telling
you right now
about your creativity at Adult Swim made us think, betcha he's got some great books on his night table. Do you have a go-to genre?
It varies. I definitely like adventure literature, exploration literature, because it's a little less of what I get to do in my real life. When you watch TV all day and cartoons, it's not exactly the same as being physically immersed in the world. In the summertime, it's like I want to read things that happen in very cold places.
That's one way of conserving on air conditioning.
Yeah,
and,
you can almost do a trick on yourself. One of the most classic exploration books of all time, it's called The Worst Journey in the World, and the author is Apsley Cherry Garrard. It's basically this poor man's account of exploring the South Pole in the early 20th century.
Grim circumstances.
Yeah. There's a scene where they're getting off the boat and they have their dogs hooked up to the line that's holding the boat and anchor. But there's a school of orca that see their dogs above the ice, and these killer whales shatter the ice that everyone's standing on, and they're trying to get from piece to piece back to the boat. We have such instant access to knowledge now. It's sort of mind-boggling to think of hurling your whole existence into disarray just to find the answer about penguins or what's at the South Pole.
Do you think 100 years ago you might have wanted to go on an expedition to Antarctica?
On my good days, I think, yeah, I could have gone down to the South Pole and explored, but I think in reality, maybe I wouldn't have had the guts.
Now, does fiction factor into your reading?
Yeah, absolutely. I think Tobias Wolff is the one author who I've read every published word he's ever put out there. A lot of people probably know him from This Boy's Life is his most famous memoir. But he's also a very prolific short story writer.
What is it that's so compelling about Tobias Wolff?
For my work, I have to write in a very economical way. And I always go back to the way he's able to boil something down to the kernel of what it is and state it in those few words. He has a short story called Bullet in the Brain. This is something I like about it, is how quickly he creates this character. A finicky book critic, and he takes pleasure in essentially critiquing the world around him, and it gets him into some trouble.
And look at what the author has in mind for the book critic here.
You wonder what might have influenced or inspired the story, but I find it really relevant today even too, because we all have these soapboxes on social media to critique everything like relentlessly, and this character is so well formed as someone who does that. And then something interesting happens where you start to identify with this person and how he got to be this way.
Do you have something of his writing you wanted to share?
Yeah, definitely. Anders couldn't get to the bank until just before it closed, so of course the line was endless, and he got stuck behind two women whose loud, stupid conversation put him in a murderous temper. He was never in the best of tempers anyway. Anders, a book critic known for the weary, elegant savagery with which he dispatched almost everything he reviewed. With the line still doubled around the rope, one of the tellers stuck a position closed sign in her window and walked to the back of the bank where she leaned against a desk and began to pass the time with a man shuffling papers. The woman in front of Anders broke off their conversation and watched the teller with hatred. "Oh, that's nice," one of them said. She turned to Anders and added, confident of his accord, "One of those little human touches that keeps us coming back for more." Anders had conceived his own towering hatred of the teller, but he immediately turned it on the presumptuous crybaby in front of him. "Damned unfair," he said. "Tragic, really. If they're not chopping off the wrong leg or bombing your ancestral village, they're closing their positions." This whole thing kind of continues in that vein. And then something interesting happens where you start to identify with this person and how he got to be this way. It definitely has a theme of redemption to it that I always really liked.
So, Matt, it's easy to understand why you might turn to more serious reading after day-long immersion in the comic, but sometimes it's fun to read comic stuff, too.
And yeah, absolutely. I just really love this author, Jack Pendarvis. He's a Southern writer. He actually lived here until just a few years ago.
Did you know him?
No, we had like mutual friends. It's how I came to discover his writing. To me, he's like quintessential modern-day Southern humorist. There's this one particular story called The Pipe, and it's actually one of my favorites. The premise is actually a rock DJ who, as a promotional stunt, they bury him in an underground lane. It's like a very sort of David Blaine-y kind of stunt. It's just a single pipe. He, I guess, is feeding him his air, you know. But the story is about the two guys guarding the pipe, and one is a paramedic and the other is a security guard.
This is twisted, man. This is really twisted.
Well, because it's almost like a buddy story about the, you know, the relationship between the security guard and the paramedic. Jack Pendarvis, he sort of affects this naivete about the confusing world around him. And a lot of his characters share that quality, but there's a real intelligence behind it all that makes it very sharp and very funny.
You need depth to be profound or poignant within comedy.
Absolutely. I think there's a lot of comedy that draws from, you know, sadness.
Yeah. And
there's definitely a lot of that in Jack Pendarvis. He has this ability to switch from something very tender to something very coarse, like, quickly. And I think that's my favorite literary trick that he pulls.
This has been so much fun.
Thank you.
So, is there a particular quote that appeals to you about literary taste?
Yeah, there's one I think is pretty good. Groucho Marx said, "Outside of a dog, a book is man's best friend. Inside of a dog, it's too dark to read."
I love it.